Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it is a joy and privilege to greet you again in that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And before I go any further, I just want to pray and ask the Lord to just overshadow you at this moment. Only the Lord knows what you've gone through today, and in this world, Jesus told his disciples, he said, you're going to have tribulation in this world, but in spite of that, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I attest that most of our Christian walk is coming to the realization in our deepest heart of hearts that what Jesus said was absolutely true. Yes, this life is difficult, but what will motivate us, what will see us through, what will carry us beyond every trial and every challenge is the knowledge that God is with us, He is for us, and that ultimate victory is assured for us. Father, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, I ask you to touch them right now. Lord, you're such a good God. Lord, many times we don't understand what's going on in our lives. Lord, there are many right now that are really just bowed down with the circumstances they're facing. But Father, right now I ask you to speak hope and encouragement to them. Father, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And you have given us, given to every man, the measure of faith. And so, Lord, I ask that you would increase and stir and anoint and activate that faith, that they will know, that they'll know, that they'll know that you are with them and you're going to see them through regardless of what it looks like. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, that's just not a cute Christian cliche. Lord, it's a reality. And for those of us who've walked with the Lord for any length of time, we know that it is indeed true. So Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for anointing. And I ask you to bless our time together, not only today, but the remainder of the week in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I sat before the Lord today, I said, Lord, what would you want for the broadcast? And He directed me. I was going over some of my old messages I hadn't preached in like 11 years, and this one especially caught my attention, and I felt it was, there were some principles that we all need to be reminded of. I've entitled this message, Annulling Murphy's Laws, and there may be some humorous aspects to it, but I believe underneath and beneath it all, there are some very profound and deep spiritual principles we need to lay hold of. And as we begin to look at our Christian walk and how the enemy attempts to hinder us, because he never ceases in his attempts to do that, we have to acknowledge that the world in which we live, and I'm speaking of the greater world, the universe, the all of creation that his hands have made, and specifically this earth upon which we live, it's run by laws, not only spiritual laws. For example, you know, in the Word, Jesus said, as a man sows, he will reap. There are spiritual principles, but also we know there are natural physical laws, the laws that science has investigated, has determined, just very simply, like the law of gravity. If you are sitting down, if you have something in your hand and you drop it, it's going to fall on the floor. That's the law of gravity that is in operation. And there are laws that are mentioned in the Word of God, and I just like to look at a few of them. One is found, or two of them found, in Romans, the 3rd chapter. And verse 27 is the actual description of what those laws are, but I'd like to start reading a little in advance at that. And I think I'll start with verse 23 of Romans chapter 3. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now, this is what I want us to focus on. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So there is a reference and a mention right there of the law of works and the law of faith. We also know that Paul goes on later in the book of Romans. He talks about the law of sin and death and the law of the spirit of life in Christ. In the seventh chapter of Romans, he's expressing the tension, the conflict. He says, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?" He saw that there were two laws operating in him, and he acknowledge that with his mind he serves the law of God, but the carnal man, not only his carnal man, his flesh, but that's true of every human being, our flesh serves the law of sin. Now, there is, as I mentioned in my title, there is, it's a cliche about Murphy's Law, if you've ever heard it, and that is basically what it says is, if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. Have you found that to be true, operating in your life? Well, I know I, at times, especially in years past, I saw it operating with rather frequent regularity. And by definition, Murphy's Law, if you will, is a facetious or satirical proposition that if there is a possibility for something to go wrong, it will go wrong. And facetious, of course, means joking or trying to be funny, especially at an inappropriate time. But however, even though we might laugh when we hear that saying, there's nothing funny when Murphy's Law seems to be in operation in our lives. Now, I could spend some time recounting for you a panorama over the years of some incredibly inventive crises and worst-case scenarios that I've gone through personally or in the ministry, but I don't really want to do that. In the ministry, goodness, there were promises that were made and broken, property was given, taken back, money pledged, church members we prayed for to sell their home, they received the monies and then tithed to another ministry, all kinds of things on a ministerial and personal level. But just to give you an example, because sometimes we relate to examples, I'll relate one which is really kind of humorous now, but it wasn't at the time. This probably was 1985, no more than 86. I had never had, as a child, I hadn't had the opportunity to have cats or dogs. And so Brother Glass and I, we were relatively new in our home in Tracy. We had been there just a short time at the new home that we bought, the two-bedroom home in Tracy. And I got a puppy. And so we had, Neil had inherited his, it was a 1970 old van from his dad. And one of the things I enjoy the most is to go camping. Well, it was summertime and it was an especially difficult time. We had a lot of work. And so we were really trying just to get away. And so Neil had had some work done on the van. We had been in the garage and it was all set for our very first camping trip. Okay. And we had decided we were going to go down to Big Sur Campground, which is a little south of Monterey. So we headed down the back back way, and we're about halfway there, and the van starts steaming, smoking. And I don't remember what was done originally, but the radiator, when you do it, you need to replace the radiator. We hadn't, and we were earnestly praying just to be able to get into a town with a garage. So we made it to Monterey. We made it there before closing. However, they couldn't begin work on it till the next day. So there we had to find a motel room with our puppy. We finally located one. The next morning, we paid the bill, headed down to the campground, and all seemed well that first night. And then the next morning, we decided, well, we're going to go right down to the ocean. We no sooner pulled out of the campground, and I don't know a thing about automobiles, but there was this terrible noise, and I knew instinctively it was a very bad sound. Well, the rear end had gone out. We had to call AAA, and we were literally towed with puppy back to San Jose, where Brother Fred drove us home, and he was a mechanic. He was able to work and replace the rear end. Anyway, that was our first camping trip, and I have to say that it probably took me a couple days before I would talk to the Lord. I was so disheartened, so disappointed, and I was just plain mad, actually. Now, that is an example that if anything go wrong, it will. However, that may be amusing. It wasn't at the time, but how often in your life could you give me examples? If we were sitting down over coffee, I bet there were a lot of things you could share that would be similar. But the point is, I don't want to spend time on the things that aggravate, frustrate, and discourage us, but I want to give a remedy. I said we were going to annul Murphy's Law, and annul, by definition, means to do away with, to put an end to make no longer binding under the law, to invalidate and to cancel. And if you feel that this law has been in operation in your life, well, then I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we look at some remedies. Praise the Lord. It is a joy to be able to share this time with you, and I'm so grateful for the Lord's goodness, His faithfulness, and for my dear UCM partners, my spiritual family. If you're in need, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and as I pray for you, I know you will be blessed by what God gives me to share back with you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to having you join me tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.